Hello and welcome to the Surrender at 5 podcast. Today we have a different show planned for you. Instead of having a guest on today, we're going to actually open the floor to anybody in the community that wants to have a little chat with us and maybe talk about a little bit of Lapras and how the game's going currently.
I'm excited for this one. First time we're doing this, we always get people in chat with great opinions and thoughts. And a lot of the time we have, well, every show we have a great guest on. So we got to, you know, not really read chat, but talk more into our interview. But this time around, it's going to be cool to hear from different people and get their perspective on things. I'm excited.
I'm excited that we get to host multiple people too, because I know a lot of people have thoughts on how the game is right now, our new releases, balance, matchmaking, all of that. And I mean, I love being able to focus on one person, but this way we can kind of cover everybody that maybe normally wouldn't even think to come on the podcast. So I think that's going to be really fun.
Yes, and we definitely get to discuss this new Pokemon that's out. I've been having a great time with it, playing as Lapras. How has your experience been with it?
I think I found a new main to go right alongside Lucario.
I agree. I know there's many different ways you can play it, but one game I tanked 140k, and I felt like I was like, you know what? And I beat the trio, the Zacian, the Comfey, and any other Pokemon that they jungle with.
No way! Like,
it was amazing. I think it was Urshifu. Yeah, I get the screenshot, I get the videos, everything. Of course, I had to record it, you know. So I was testing it out. I was like, can this thing actually help me when I try to rank up? And it's been amazing playing Lapras versus Asian teams. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I think it's that passive, because if an attack is going to take more than 10% of your health, I think it is, it cuts the damage by 25%. And that is so huge into the Zacian meta and into Espeon too, because Espeon's pretty scary when you're not ranged and they're ranged. So I've been really, really enjoying how that plays into this weird meta. I mean, it's not the best secure or anything. Like, I've lost my fair share of Rays at this point, but I am enjoying the Defender gaming with that.
Yeah, and the ultimate is pretty amazing and insane. I had a game earlier. I believe the Pichu kid that I won this game with is the one from the Unite community. A lot of folks know. And we were down, I think, about somewhere near 20 to 40 points. So after the Ray battle is over, I hit the Lapras ultimate, grab on the Pichu kid who's in Ninetales, and we just surf across the map.
Yes!
And then we're in a 2v1, and then the Ninetales gets the score. And after the match, I look back at the graph, because I love looking at the graphs. I know a lot of folks argue about how many kills you get, how much damage did you do? But the graph shows like who won the game. So right, I like looking at the graph, and it showed that the score from the Ninetales actually secured the game. And it was awesome. And I'm so glad that recorded on my Switch. I'll make sure I get it on the screen later. It was amazing. I was like, yeah, so the Lapras is here to stay. Just like you said, you like it. I was like, I like it too.
I like it better than Goodra, and I think I think it was a mistake to release them so closely together, because I think Goodra has some really cool plays if we just bother to learn it. But Lapras has less of a skill ceiling. Like, it's just easier to play and easier to learn. And I feel like it's just going to overshadow Goodra so bad. Like, I have no desire to pick up Goodra right now that Lapras is out.
Same here. I was trying to play other defenders, but nah, I'm so glad I got it. It's awesome.
Absolutely. I like playing tree alongside it too. It's so ridiculously toxic.
Ooh, Trevenant. Okay. I like the sound of that.
Trevenant in one lane, a Lapras in the other lane, and by the time you're coming out to Ray, it's over for the enemy team.
That sounds amazing. I got to try that later on. That's cool.
It's wild. Oh, and Goat in chat has been playing a lot of Lapras, I know, as well. Yeah, Lapras Comfey is ridiculous. It just does not die.
Ooh, Lapras Comfey. That's a good combo. I haven't seen that yet. Okay. Yeah, I got Lapras like a day or two after. But that sounds like a good combo. Yeah, if Guja's not around, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn you. Yeah. I see what you're saying now. Oh, man. They did release it too close together. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I honestly, I think Gudra with Comfy is better than Lapras with Comfy. But I would rather go into a game with Lapras than I would like to go into a game with Gumi, because Gumi takes too long to scale and just does not have the same CC, does not have the same ability to counterplay how the meta goes right now.
Yeah, it doesn't get that big surf splashing through. Oh, I have another cool highlight. I was on a team with a Hooper, and I believe they won us the game by opening a portal at precise time. And I was already mid Lapras ult. And you can go through the Hooper ult as when you're mid Lapras ult.
Oh my god, I had no idea. So that's incredible.
Yeah. it was the craziest shit. I go through the Hooper portal and I jump out and I click L and I splash a wave and we just win this team fight. It was awesome. I was just holy crap. Yeah.
Does Lapras it keep is fun. Speed? When you go through the portal, or does it slow you down and you have to restart?
No, it keeps the same exact counter where you're at.
Oh my god, I'm dead.
So while you're moving, you gotta click the right stick to go through the Hooper portal, and it transports you through once the count. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I thought for sure it would like stop your momentum, but that's neat if you're still zooming.
Like, I discovered that on accident playing ranked, and I'm just thinking, like, this makes me want to play standard and like try out like tricks like Tony Hawk Pro Skater, you know what I'm saying?
right, exactly.
Like, get some people together, try some different tricks. Yeah, like, what the hell? Like, can I kidnap somebody as I'm going through a portal or something like that? Like, I don't know. And then Hoopa has that move. What's that one? Not trick. But the one where...
Oh, where it bounces back and forth between the little portals? I always forget the name of it.
That one. But I've seen people, like, transport, like, I don't know, like 20 feet in front of them, but then down back to the base.
Yeah.
But then do it two times. And I'm just like, oh my god, like, how the hell they pull that combo off? Those combos are crazy to me.
Yeah, Hoopa combos are absolutely ridiculous. So seeing Phantom how Hoopa plays with Lapras.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan.
Insane.
Yeah, Hoopa. Yeah, oh my god, those combos are nuts. What's going on, Tree? What's going on, Gokhan? Yeah, you guys been enjoying Lapras, man? Yeah, I've seen Gokhan play with some Lapras. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I've seen Bubble Beam plays. I've been playing Ice Beam. Because the first video I saw on it was from the Unite Twitter. And they didn't have any voiceovers, you know. Holler at me. They didn't have any voiceovers, but... They just showed the combos of moves. So I saw the second one, and it was Ice Beam and Paris Song. And I like the combo video they showed where you freeze the ground, and then once they're frozen, you can start getting the sing counts on them.
Right, right. I played a couple Ice Beam games, but I am a sucker for Bubble Beam. Like, I am just a sucker for it. It's bad.
I tried Bubble Beam, and I was like, oh, I get it now, because you can trap somebody. I didn't realize that.
Yep. You can trap, the entire team.
Not to sound too excited. Me. Yeah, but when I discovered it, I was just like, it's like chills down my spine. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize it was like this.
Right. Just another crazy CC, you know, no big deal.
I liked Ice Beam Parasong, because sometimes I'll hit Song first just to scare them. And they see what's happening, so they'll back off. Like, sometimes it's easy to get objectives when they see me use Parasong, even if it's not successful.
That's smart.
Because, like, there's a lot of people out there who just play generically. I'm not saying in a bad way. But, like, if they realize I was just, like, if they call my bluff, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't win the fight because I'm just playing Parasong. You got to be below a certain health for it to work.
Right, right.
But they don't realize at full health, they don't have to run away, but they do. But it's not every match that works like that, but a lot of scenarios it does work.
Yeah, I feel like, especially with new Pokemon, nobody knows the counterplay. So you do something like, you know, sing a scary Parish song, and they're like, hello?
Yeah. Because, like, I don't know if it's from what I'm about to say, but I'm coming from playing card games. I still play card games. So reading, like, through all the text doesn't really bother me. So I know, like you said, like, early on, some folks might not know because they might not actually read what something does.
Right.
Because at first, I didn't see it. I mean, at first I didn't know what it was because my first match I didn't have it being online that day. And I thought Tyranitar was on the map, and I was like, what the hell's going on? So then after the match, I looked at Lapras and its moveset, and I was like, oh, that was the Parasong. So now I know, like,
Parasong. I couldn't get a lot done with it, was my problem. I like it. That was my first, like, I was a Bubble Beam Parasong believer at first. And then somebody was like, I can't even remember the name of the other move, the little splash move. They're like, oh yeah, just try it. And I feel like I got so much more survivability from just splashing around and doing dumb stuff and bubbling at people. Like, I'm just rolling around unkillable on their tier two, just like, hey, yo, I'm a Lapras. So I'm a believer now in those two moves, but I still do like Parish. I think Parish is going to really shine in fives or in more coordinated play where you can actually CC everybody and keep them in one spot. But I was getting kited with that one pretty bad.
Yeah, I won't lie. I was definitely button mashing in the first, like, 10 games, probably. Most likely. But by button mashing, I definitely saved my butt with that move. So I get
Honestly, it's so button mashy. I love this character.
Yeah. It's just crazy to see everybody just disappear. It's like, holy crap. Let's go.
Right, right. And to do that as a defender, I mean, in my opinion, I think defenders are extremely overtuned in this game. They do too much. They should have survivability. They should have sustain. They should have CC. I believe in all of that.
Yes.
But we shouldn't be having games where as a defender, we're leaving with like 150, 160, 170,000 damage done. You know, maybe damage taken, sure. But like, I want to play all-rounders. I feel like our defenders are just better all-rounders at this point. They just don't really have it secure.
Yeah. Like having an XQ move on Lapras, that's crazy.
Exactly.
Blastoise is Rapid Spin's nuts.
Yep. Oh my god, Rapid Spin is... That's one thing, now that I'm playing defenders, I can't do anything. If you're Rapid Spinning to my back line, I'm just like, oh, well, that's unfortunate. That breaks the entire line of defense.
Yeah. Hey, I want to try something. I want to drag you to a different room real quick.
I'm being dragged. I'm being dragged successfully. I love it.
Success.
Oh, smart. Okay, I see why we're in here. That makes sense. There's a new room in the Discord for everybody that is listening at home or watching on Twitch. And it is a call-in room. I'm pretty excited.
Me too. This is going to be awesome because I know people in chat right now have got opinions. So this will be fun. It's always awesome to see support and, you know, show some support back.
Absolutely. Do we have a queue system that we're going to be doing, or are we just going to call on people to have them come in?
We don't have a system. I guess we should develop that. Oh, how professional.
Well, I mean, no, either way. We can just go like in the order of people that want to come in or whatever you think would work best.
Yeah.
I'm just here to talk shop about Lapras because I love Lapras.
All right, Twitch chat. Who would like to join us first? Who wants to hop in here and talk some Lapras with us?
And you guys do not have to if you're worried about it. You guys can continue to ask questions in chat. But if anybody wants to be on the pod and to talk directly, bring it on.
And of course, camera is not required. We're all chilling on the mic today.
It's a no cam kind of day.
Hey, we got our man Shutdown TV in chat. What's going on, Shutdown?
Right, Shutdown. Go take like a 15-minute break and get in on the interview.
Yeah. Let's
talk about me uniting on Lapras so you can hop on.
Exclamation Discord. I got you guys. Yeah, Shutdown, let your job know. Times Magazine is on the line. You got to go take a quick call. Let them know.
Times Magazine. Exactly. Famous, we got to interview you.
Times Magazine is on the radio. You got to get in there now.
Oh, it looks like we may be having Goat coming in. I am excited to hear what Goat feels like is the best way to play Lapras, because I know that is right. A Parasong believer.
GoatCon coming on the podcast. This is going to be a good one. It's definitely been grinding some Lapras. Can't wait to hear some opinions.
Exactly. Well, and I feel like even, you know, watching the pro players that are playing it, everybody plays it so differently and everybody has such different thoughts about it. What kind of build should you use? What emblems? What attacks? you know, what's the best way to even use the Unite move? I'm a sucker for CC, so I just use it as CC most of the time.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of neat to hear why everybody thinks the way that they do.
I love using it just to initiate the team fight out of nowhere.
Exactly.
Like, if I just see, like, three versus three, I'm like, oh, hell no. Zoom, zoom, just come in.
Yes.
Boom.
Exactly.
Now the party's starting.
It's just so fun, too. Like, you just spit bubbles at them right after you've tidal waved them, and then you go splash around.
Yeah, to me, honestly, it just, like, because I'm playing, like, off stream a lot more than I used to. And I'm just playing, like, solo queue, and it just feels like a total different game. It's, like, really fun. Yeah, we'll bring you in Gokan 1 second. But it just, like, actually makes, like, an enjoyment for me. Like, I understand other people's stressors, but, like, you know, working full-time job, coming back to play some video games, like, it just feels fun. Just ride around as Lapras and just, like, splash water on people.
Right. Well, and I find that even when I lose, I'm not as tilted as I would normally be playing a different character. Like, it's just kind of... I feel like there's almost always counterplay when you have a Lapras. Like, you lose Ray. You're losing, right, by a bunch of points. If your Lapras gets the Unite move back, which they are going to by the end of the game, just hop on. Let's go. Let's go, like, take the team fight to them and maybe wipe them on their pad and have a great time. Like, if you defend well at first and then you just go run it down, they're not going to have their shields. Chances are you can make it back up with some small scores at least.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. So we got Gokan coming in, and then after this, we have a Spirit Foxy. We got you, Spirit Foxy.
So excited. Looking forward to talking to both of you.
Definitely. All right, let's get Gokan in here. Let's see.
Hey.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome, Gokan.
I got a little funny story for you, Attica. The last two games when we were doing your standards, I literally fell asleep and woke up just before you were about to play your standards each time.
That is hilarious.
Dude, I was like, I like passed awesome. Out and I woke up and I was like, oh, it's my turn to get into the injury. He's like, oh, wow. It's like 4 well done. In the morning, my time. I was like, oh, God.
Been there many a times.
I've done that. I was like, it's just one of those weird things. I don't, like, I'm an up and down kind of sleeper. So, like, I'll sleep for a short time and then get back up. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, at least. But, the Lapras thing, I found my own niche in how I run Lapras. I use Muscle Band on Lapras for the extra boost on it. So, like, after its third hit, you know, it's an auto boost on it. And then I get another boost on it.
Okay. So,
I've seen that, actually. I think Zugrug was running that earlier.
Well,
double bands?
No, I don't run band. I don't run band at all on it. And I still sustain. I run one of the glasses and shell bell. Not the spec glasses. What are the basic glasses that you don't need to go and...
The wise glasses?
Stack. Yeah, wise glasses are the other one. It just depends on which one I feel like using at the time. I like switch it up sometimes between those two glasses. I don't use the stacking glasses, though. And I do perfectly fine without it. Because it's just so much sustain... Because it's auto attack with the muscle band, it's like every 3 attacks it will auto boost, and then it'll boost it again when you use your ability. And yeah, then it'll absolutely. Do it.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and then because I was today I was just running not Parasong, but the other one with the bubble beam, and I was doing like 80k damage and like 113 taken damage. In a game and just running through people. The dog couldn't even kill me. Like, the dog was having so much problems with me. Like, the dog would come in and try to kill me, and I would just bubble him, and my team would just come and help me. That bubble beam, I'm telling you, that bubble beam is just so crazy when it gets onto somebody. It has such a long CC sustain.
Absolutely.
The sustain is just ridiculous on it. Like, just so much sustain or so much length on that CC. And it's not even that, like it's not like it hits one character. Like, if you're at the Ray fight and you use it at the Ray fight and you get into those team fights, the whole team, if they're all together, just gets bubbled. Just all bubbled together. It's just so funny.
That's something I gotta see happen. I haven't seen that happen yet. That's why
I've done that a couple times when I went bubble beam, Parish Song. So I bubbled them And then I parasonged them three times and team wiped.
So is that the bubble beam plus where you can capture their whole team? I haven't read it.
Well, because once you hit, I think, was it level 11 or whatever, you get the bubble beam plus. So by that time, you're already at level 11. You get the bubble beam plus, and then you'll have your parasong. And parasong is practically a secure at the Ray fight with the bubble beam, because when you get into those fights and you're like, oh, we're losing and you're not going anywhere, you got to use that parasong and just hope to God you hit the other team and bubble them. I've done that so many times where I literally wiped a whole team and took Ray at the same time all by myself practically, and the other team, my team, was just off doing their own thing in a solo queue, you know what I'm saying, trying to help at least. But
we got somebody in Twitch chat saying that you get Parasong at level 11.
Oh, Parasong plus. Okay. Oh, no, yes. Bubble Beam is at level 13 then. Yes. Bubble Beam plus is at level 13. But most of the time, I don't usually hit level 13 till like when I'm in the fight.
Yeah.
So like until when we're getting to the Ray fights, I'm like level 12 or like 12 and a half or something like that.
Yeah, I got to get some kills to get level 13. What about you, Attica? Yeah. Do you normally hit level 13 with Lapras?
Yeah, I'm usually huge, but I don't know if that's because of the elo that I'm at. I'm usually the aggressor, and I very rarely get backed up as much as I would like. So I'm almost always the one that goes in, gets kills, goes to the back line, gets kills. So I've been lucky enough to be pretty overleveled at Ray. But I haven't tried Parish Song really since release day, as far as trying to
Parish Song is more of like when you're at Ray and like your teammates aren't helping you at all and you need something to do and you know that their team is really low, Parasong is the perfect time for that. The only real good time for that.
Like, I mean, it sounds, I was expecting that Parasong would be best in fives, but it does sound like it has a lot of viability in solos too. And that makes me really happy, because that's why I stopped playing it. I was like, this feels like more of an organized team. But you're right.
Right. I do not like Ice Beam, because Ice Beam doesn't give you the CC that Bubble Beam does. So it's just the Bubble Beam just gives you so much more CC to help with the CC, and then your teammates could come in and help. And then with Parish Song, if you time that just right, the third hit automatically KOs them after they go underneath that bar.
Yeah,
underneath that little arrow. So like if you time that third one, you just got to hit them twice, and then you wait for, if your team knows what, if your team is fighting them and you can get them underneath that, and then you parasong that on the third one, you wipe them automatically. They just die. It's just, you see four kill streak Lapras, five kill streak Lapras.
It's amazing.
I've done that a couple times already, like where I got like a four kill streak with Lapras at Ray fight. Like, it's crazy.
Well, that's the time when you want it too. Right. Like, that's where you really need to kill the entire
team. Especially in solo queue. Mm-hmm. That's really bad, like in solo queue, because like I've had some games where I see people like up at top lane, just in their own little world, and like there's four of us all fighting, and you got like a Pikachu or something sitting up at top lane farming, and they're not in the Ray fight, and you're like, oh god, this is not good.
I like the Ice Beam. I have a lot of greedy people in my lobbies, so like they like to chase me. So like I like to pretend like I'm trying to run away, just to bait them in some grass, and then hit them with an Ice Beam, and then they're frozen, and then the battle's on.
Oh, that's smart.
There's so many greedy people in my lobbies. I don't know what it is about where I'm at, but that's how they are.
I've actually got to a point where it's like I'm not even surprised anymore with the players anymore. I'm like, it's just my brain just melts when I see some stuff like. Like, there was games where I was, like, Lapras, and I'm like, what do you want me to do? I can't do anything. I'm, like, level 15, and, like, we're just getting team wiped, and I have no control over that. I can't even get into the fight. Because, like, I have to rely on my teammates, and, like, solo queue, you can't rely on your... You really can't rely on them unless they know what they're doing. And I just feel like I'm like, oh, my God. I had games where I was, like, level 15, and the other team was, like, level 15. I'm like, how do I fight this at this point? Like, do I just...
Right. At that point, you're just a stall. I had one game where I actually united out of the Rayquaza pit because everybody was just chasing. Like, we were talking about just greedy people in the lobby. Everybody was chasing. My whole team was just, you know, vibing way, way far back. They weren't part of the fight. So I just dragged, like, three or four of them back into their own jungle. And my team secured Ray, and we just kept going straight to the goal and just scored. And I was like, all right.
I also figured out, like if you're losing the Ray fight and you see him fight him, you freaking run with your Lapras ult and then surf them all, and then you bubble yes. beam them, and then whatever other move you have, and you win that fight. It's yep. so ridiculous. Like, I've done that a couple times where, like, it was, like, really low. Ray was really low, and I would just surf all of them, and they would just all get stunned, and I would just take it from them, and they were just like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
Has been my favorite so far on Lapras.
The surf move, though. The surf move is so crazy on it. Like, that's a good-ass surf move on the Unite.
Yeah, that's a great design move. On it. Whoever designed that. Kudos,
only,
thumbs up.
I gotta the only thing on I, the only thing I don't like is that little wheel when you have to pick up a Pokemon, kind of sometimes. Like, if there's only one Pokemon around you, I gotta literally be paying attention to that as I'm trying to use Lapras' ult and try to grab the other person with me.
Yeah, it takes an ultimate focus. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just spamming R. I'm like, whoever I pick up is coming with me.
Well, so no, because it's like, no. Oh, you have to, like, use your left analog stick or whatever to click yep. the character so it would drag it to you, but like I'm trying to do that while I'm trying to get Lapras moving, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like my brain can't comprehend two things at once sometimes, so that's why I just said I'm just gonna make it so simple and I'm just gonna use the Unite move and just CC them and be done with it. Cause like sometimes I've done that a couple times where I was playing one game and we won the game. And I took, I think it was a Delphox, and he was on the mic. He says, thank you. I'm going to love you forever.
Yes.
It was in one of my games. I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. But I'm actually liking Lapras. I don't know if I don't think it's overtuned only because it doesn't have mobility. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get stuck and you get CC'd, you're almost 90% dead if it's a team fight on a team fight.
Right. Unless, right. Because if they keep us from our autos, we're dead.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. I think that's where it's not overtuned either, because of it doesn't have like a non-CC ability that stops the CC. You know what I'm saying? So if it gets CC'd and you can't hit them with anything, you're practically just a sitting duck.
Right.
At that point. So I think it's fair. It's just, I think with the emblems and the items and what people are doing with that stuff, because I can run, I have an emblem build that has 28 plus 28 spec attack on my emblem build, which really helps. I don't know if it helps or not, if emblems really matter that much anyways, but I was just playing around with emblems and I have like 6 blue, 6 white, and 2 purple, and I got to like 28 spec attack for my emblems, and like it's just ridiculous how much sustain I have with all that stuff added onto it.
Right, right, absolutely, and it is a really good auto attack character when it comes to sustain, which is really nice.
And that's why I use Muscle Band, because it's auto. You can auto. It's just a nonstop auto. Over right. and over and over again with Muscle Band going off every like 3 attacks, which makes it keep going and going and going.
Right, exactly.
And the only problem with Lapras is it doesn't have, once it gets, if it stays under leveled, you're practically useless at that point. But if you start getting higher levels and getting up on them, and then you start CCing them and you can hit them, it's just not good for the other team. It's just very toxic.
It is very snowbally. That's why, mm-hmm. honestly, that's part of why I run AOS Cookie, is it motivates me to go to the other team's side, steal their farm, last hit everything I can, and just bully the crap out of them.
The only problem I have with that is if you get stuck with Lapras, you're not going and you're gonna die like almost every single time you get in there, unless you have like X-Speed. X-Speed helps a little bit, but you only use that like 3 or 4 times a game or 5 times a game. I don't know how many times, but
I rely on X-Speed. I don't know.
I got to the point where like I was trying to keep doing that and I just kept dying. So I was like, I'm just going to play more of the defender role where I'll just go halfway and then back off so I don't have to worry about that. Cause like I don't need to take their area. I just want to take the Pokemon from them and then start snowballing on them. I've had games where it was like, where I would like literally have to take four people on with Lapras, and Parish Song saved me so many times too. Because every single time you use Parish Song too, it's a boosted auto attack every single time after you use it.
That's a good point.
Oh yeah.
So that's another good thing about Parish Song too. I'm not sure about Water Pulse. I don't know how that works. I don't know if it's the same way or not. But Parish Song's like that.
I mean, right, Gokhan,
oh, they do.
We got a question for you before we switch up to our next caller. So here's our question. What character do you want from Pokemon to come into Pokemon Unite?
Let's see. That's a hard one because I got so many Pokemon I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not one Pokemon I don't really like. God, I don't even know, to be honest with you. Most of them were like, I would like to see a Magikarp flopping around. The Magikarp turning into Gyarados would be kind of fun to see.
All right, there we go. Magikarp and Agreed. Gyarados. We like that. Okay.
That would be interesting.
All right, we thank you for coming in. We're going to switch to our next caller.
All righty.
Thank you, Gokhan.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, next up we got Spirit Fox in the line.
Hi, Foxy.
Welcome, Spirit Foxy.
Oh, Foxy, I think you're muted, just in case you didn't know.
I do now.
There we go.
Having a little technical difficulties. It's all good.
Oh, that's the norm. Welcome. That means you're normal.
Right, exactly.
I'm so glad to be here to talk about the fabulous Lapras.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm excited to have you. This is wonderful. Give us your thoughts.
So I've only played Lapras like 3 times. Mm-hmm. And as a Defender Maid myself, I really like Lapras so far.
Yes.
Because I've picked up Tree. I've started playing Trevenant and whatnot. And it's like, okay, I like the fact that it auto heals.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That passive is great.
It's fantastic. So,
Spirit Fox, he's a Trevenant fan.
When I do, because, yes, I am a Trevenant fan, I like to go bonk. Now, Crunches, however, does not like that. But you know what? It's like, whatever. But, yeah, she does not like it when I go bonk on her, but it's fine.
True.
But, yes. But I really enjoy Parish Song so far and Bubble, because Bubble, you encase your enemies, and I like that.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. I gotta make sure I get to that Bubble Beam Plus. I haven't gotten there yet.
Right, now I have to go back to Parish Song believing after all of this. Gosh.
Yeah, like, I'm taking out, like, 2-3 enemies at a time, and it's just great.
That's impressive. Okay, maybe I need to go back to being a Parish Song believer. I think you and Goat are doing some work on me. I hear you.
Yeah, Attica, earlier when I was alluding to the Espeon and Wigglytuff trio, like, that's mm-hmm. why I love that Parish Song, because Wiggly puts them to sleep.
Yes. I think when you have other CC that's reliable.
Nukes, like, half their life. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Ice Beam, Parish Song, they go to sleep. It's over. But Bubble Beam sounds cooler because you can just trap them.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. That's just, so, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. I really cannot. And it's like,
I don't know if it's the same for you, but for me, it's extremely satisfying to watch somebody zooming around and just trap them in a bubble. And you're like, you can't move.
Yeah. That's
right. Yes. I love the fact that it's like, you're stuck. I got you trapped. What are you going to do now?
Hey, Spirit Fox.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
yeah,
Attica.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know they always, after we bubble them, they always want to come and attack us. And I don't know about you guys, but I like to use bubble when they're trying to get away. As just like a, no, get over here, because I'm not done with you. And then they get pissed, so they come back and attack you, and then you kill them. And that's always my personal favorite with bubble.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's like, you suck. What are you going to do? Are you going to come after me again? Okay, I'll bubble you again. Let's go. You're messing with the wrong Lapras, man.
Right?
Like, hardcore. So, yeah, no. I really like Parish Song. I really like Bubble Beam the best. I tried Water Pulse. I did not like it.
Like, you know, I didn't like it at first either.
And I tried it. Like, I tried it one time and I'm like, no. No. Absolutely not.
That's how I felt at first. And then everybody in chat was like, you gotta try this, blah, blah, blah. And then the game started going insane. But on the same token, maybe I need to try Parish Song again because maybe I didn't give Parish Song enough of a chance. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I also did Ice Beam. That was an interesting move for me at first. And then I decided to just go ahead and just do the Bubble Beam to see what it was like. And I'm like, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I tried Ice Beam first as well. And I liked it for like a second, but it really just requires the people to be in one spot in front of you and just stand there. Whereas I like Bubble because they run into it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I liked it. Because it freezes them.
Right.
All right, Spirit Foxy. Yeah, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Really random. Ready? Here we go.
Yes. Try it.
With the confirmation of Umbreon and Leafeon coming to unite, how do you feel about the three OG evolutions being left out so far?
Oh, man. I think because Pokemon first started, I was about 7. And I just, I really started enjoying it. But honestly, I think they're saving the best for last, in my personal opinion. Because Flareon, Vaporeon, Jolteon are the original OGs, the very first beginning part of the show and the games and whatnot. So I just think that they're trying to figure out what to do with them. Because I see Jolteon as a speedster.
Yeah, I want to run around. It's Jolteon, just like Dojo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Flareon would either be attacker or something like that. But then where would you put Vaporeon? You know?
I feel like Vaporeon may have to be a defender. Because I can't see it being support. I don't know, I'm partial to Vaporeon, y'all know that.
Yeah.
Yes, you know this. But yeah, it's like, it's really hard to decide where to put Vaporeon.
I think they should make Vaporeon an all-arounder, personally. You know, no reason. They just should.
Mm-hmm. No, I...
Another blue all-rounder.
Another blue canine for me to play, please?
Yes.
It's blue, and it's an all-rounder. Okay.
Yes, because... Yeah, Attica's not partial to the E-Speed Luca.
Wait a second. Attica, what color did you pick on Pokemon Go?
I'm Team Instinct, the only correct team.
That's blue, right?
No, that's yellow.
Oh, I'm a fraud. Damn.
Okay. I'm Valor.
Traitors, all of you, actually.
I forget which one I picked. I think it was blue.
I'm sorry, Attica. I love you.
It's okay. I love you too. I know we're the underdogs. But speaking of Pokemon Go, I have another quick question for you, Foxy. How do you feel about the remote rating changes? Because I know a lot of people have a lot of feelings on that.
Oh, do not know. I'm not. Lord. So, as a person that works at a mall, there's a lot of stations and there's a lot of gems and all these really cool stuff, and I'm like, what am I gonna do if, you know, I have to go somewhere that they don't have a gem or whatever, and it's too far for me to go to.
Right.
And I'm like, why? Because COVID's still a thing. Obviously.
Yeah.
And it's like, no one wants to go out in public. No one wants to do this. Why are we changing it for the worse, basically?
Yeah.
Did you remote raid a lot before this change?
Yes, I did, actually.
Yep.
During COVID, during everything, because when it first started, I was on bed rest because I hurt myself.
Oh, no.
Again. Oh, damn. And yeah, this was the second time I hurt myself. And then this last accident, I hurt myself and I couldn't do anything. I was wheelchair bound. So I'm like, I really would like it to continue being remote. I don't
absolutely
think it should
yeah
change.
Definitely.
I really don't think it should change. I really don't.
For those who may not know what remote raid changes are, could one of you guys explain for someone new who could be educated on that?
Oh, absolutely. So remote raids in Pokemon Go, for whoever's played Pokemon Go for a little while, usually you have to go out in person, show up to a location, and work with a team of people to take down a raid boss. And that's how you get your legendary Pokemon. With COVID happening, Pokemon Go released something called Remote Raid Passes, which is where you can actually, if you can see a raid on your map, you can join it with your Remote Raid Pass, or you can invite people to raids. So if you're out and about, you see a raid, you invite your friends, they have a remote pass to be able to jump in, even though they're not actually physically close to you. Really cool addition. People really, really liked it. A lot of different services popped up about it, so you could just raid from home whenever you'd like. And it was really good for people that were on bed rest, people that are disabled, people who could otherwise not get to those raids. And they just recently raised the price and limited the amount of remote raids you can do per day.
Per day?
It used to be like all day. And
so,
that's just really annoying.
So they restricted the amount you can do per day. So it wouldn't matter if you were able to walk 10 miles compared to somebody who couldn't.
So you can still do as many in-person raids as you'd like. The problem is when you're inviting people to come remotely, those people can only join 5 remote raids per day. Mm-hmm. So like Sestrito is saying in the chat box, you know, if you have friends that are in Australia, how are you going to raid with them as much as you normally
do? Oh, you have to be in person.
Yeah.
So it's all back to being in person. You can do a million raids a day in person if you have the time for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they raised the price and they limited it. So kind of a wild change to do both at the same time. I'm a fan of the price increase. I do think that people who can go out, I think that's what's going to save the game, is getting people to go out and meet their community. But I also feel like they shouldn't limit people who cannot physically go out to play this game. They still need to have that be playable. Mm-hmm. So raising the price as much as they did, I disagree with that. And limiting it at the same time, I disagree with that. So I think there should be an extra bonus to go out in person, or something else that just kind of lures us out to go out in person. But to punish people that cannot go out in person, I'm with you guys on that one.
Yeah. That kind of stinks.
It's kind of like, it's just bad. I don't like that. Because as someone that can get around, that is constantly surrounded by gems, to go raid, like, it's just frustrating. Just to see, like, they can't.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I don't like that very much. And I'm constantly playing it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate to hear you guys explain it this way now. Like, oh, that kind of stinks.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair at all.
It's not.
Well, there's been a huge amount of community outcry, too. So we'll see where it goes. But Niantic's been pretty silent about it. So I don't think it's going to change back. But, I mean, we'll see.
Honestly, who knows?
Right. Exactly.
It could not. We'll see in the future.
Right. I'm glad that they left the increased range for spinning Pokestops and gyms and stuff, though. That was really nice.
Yeah. I will agree with that. Because I'm like, There's one right there, but I don't want to walk all the way just to go and spin.
Right, right. Or if there's places that are gated off and it's kind of behind a gate, it's like, I actually can't reach that without trespassing, so...
Like, what do I do?
Roll those stairs.
No, oh, I feel that. It's a nightmare.
Absolutely.
Ironically enough, I have one like right here around the corner where I live. So I can just go and whatever. Or be like, here, hubby, spin the wheel for me. I'm driving.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Because, yeah, I'm the only driver in my household at the current moment.
Ah, okay.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of the Pokemon Go Plus that spins stops for you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, ooh, okay. Okay. I was just making sure. I'm like, I'm gonna have to send you that info.
Spoiler.
Mike, DM me. I will send you that info. It sounds like you need that.
But yes, send that my direction.
Absolutely. I can't find the ones that used to be like
growling.
Oh no, there used to be one that was under 30, so I'll try to find that one. I'm not sure if they're still out. They were at GameStop for a while.
My German Shepherd's running around.
Little puppy's
so looping
running.
It back down to Unite, Foxy, as a defender player, because I see you being cracked on defenders all the time, what is your favorite way to play the Rayquaza fight? What do you find works best for you as a defender?
So basically, defenders are going to be your frontliner. They are going to be the number one person that's going to crowd and make sure that no one's coming for the Ray. They're going to push back the Mons from the enemy team. So, for me, pushing and making sure that no one's going to get in that Ray pit is the best thing for a defender.
Perfect. And how do you prevent getting tilted when your team doesn't take advantage of that?
Okay, see, now, that's a really hard question because I do get tilted.
Okay, me too.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
love the honesty.
I'm like... Dude, why aren't you guys doing this? Why aren't you pushing Ray? We need Ray. Why aren't you doing this?
Absolutely.
And then we're in a huge lead, and I'm like, okay, guys, we need to defend this. Why are you guys doing this? Why are you trying to rip?
Right, right. So, they're like, oh, like, you mean flip the Ray, right? And it's like, no.
No, I don't mean flip the Ray. I mean defend it so none of the enemy team steals it from you. Because let's face it, we've all had that moment of when people, like, steal Ray.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
From Decidueye to Cinderace to Gardevoir to Sableye to... Sometimes I've seen Clefable and Blissey do it. I've
Shout
stolen
out to
it
the
with Trevenant.
Game. With Ender throwing eggs.
Oh yeah.
I've done it with Trevenant.
Yeah.
And Mamo.
Absolutely.
Like anything from range will do it.
I agree with that.
So yes, I get very tilted sometimes. I'm trying not to. I'm trying to curb the tilting just a bit.
Hey, you know,
I'm proud of you for
nothing wrong with setting a goal and trying to go for it. Speaking of that, in the past few days, I put a couple of polls up on Twitter because I wanted to kind of start creating more engagement leading into the next episodes going live, you know, having a live chat.
Mm-hmm.
So in one of the polls, I had asked Twitter, what's everyone's thoughts on Lapras? And the options were, great Zacian counter. Second option was it's mid. And the third one was perfectly balanced. And out of all the votes we got, 50% of them said that it was actually, in their opinion, perfectly balanced, which I was actually surprised to see.
I agree. Lapras is perfectly balanced.
What do you think,
I agree with that too, honestly. Mm-hmm. I feel like it does have weaknesses. My big frustration being that I can really only CC with either my ulti or some bubbles, and that's not really a good Ray secure type stuff.
No.
But I'm also coming from an all-rounder player perspective, and I feel like she plays like an all-rounder. So for me, I'm like, where's my all-rounder secure? And everybody's like, she's a defender. And I'm like, you're wrong. So.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, look at Tree.
Zombie understands with me. Well, okay, so Tree has basically two moves that could probably secure, and that would be the hammer. And because I don't think the pushing Mon would do it.
And then you usually only get one or two ticks. Curse.
Or there's curse.
Or that unite move, ayo.
Definitely the unite move would probably be it.
Yeah, I feel like curse can secure kind of like pedal dance on Venusaur. So you can get that lucky secure, but I'm looking for something like if I go in. I want, like, the hammer to come down like Trevenant. I want to be able to just go in and be like, no, I am here. I'm going to make this Rayquaza a problem. And I feel like that's where Lapras is lacking. Unless you've got that Unite up where you can just surf on in there and ruin everybody's day, you are just in trouble trying to help secure.
In fact, I've literally, you know, I've carried an Espeon. I've carried a Decidueye, a Charizard. And in a Pikachu from the ult.
Yes.
That was nuts. That was crazy. It was totally worth it.
That sounds worth it.
Like, I'm like,
oh man, absolutely no doubt.
Let me save these people before they get killed because they're low on HP. Let me save them. So I'm like, yay, I saved them. Let's go.
See, there you go. I was right all along. Lapras is a support at the end of the day.
Yeah, basically.
I really thought it was a support before the pre-release little notification came out on Twitter. I'm like, wait, it's a defender? No way. I have no idea. I really thought it was going to be like a Wigglytuff.
Yeah, I thought it was
going to
be a supporter.
Yeah, I thought Lapras, yep, I thought it'd be a supporter too. I was like, this would be the first supporter I play a lot, but
it's I'm not the only one. I got dragged.
Like, I was super excited because I'm like, hey, yo, I won a giveaway for Lapras. And I'm like, yay, I get to play. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
That was the very first thing I did. Yeah. Mike gave me the money, and I'm like, yes, let's go buy it. And I did. And I'm like, I'm here for this.
No doubt. So, that was pretty cool that
Thanks
you won last week.
For that, by the way.
Hey, no doubt. You know, regardless of what Twitch chat says, it wasn't rigged, you know. It's not because me and Spirit Foxy hang out in various Pokemon Unite areas. There was no magnet underneath the wheel. It was I was reading the weirdest stuff. I was like, what? It's not rigged.
Yeah, like I was so excited. You have no idea. It's like, oh my god, I've never won anything. This is great.
But hey, Spirit Foxy, we're getting close to that time. So would you mind sticking around for this last topic before we close up?
Absolutely. Let's go.
So in our other poll, we have put, other than Zacian, because of its insane power level, which one of these past four releases has been your favorite? Lapras, Gudra, Comfey, or Dragapult? And Twitter had decided with 66.7% that it was Lapras. Which one of those four were your favorite?
Okay, so I haven't played Comfey yet. I don't really like Dragapult very much, other than the fact that every time you go in the circle and you're spitting fire, about it. I really like Gudra.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, Gudra. Okay, so after you do an attack, it'll let you know that you can go heal in a bush. And I'm like, hey, yo, this is freaking awesome. How come I didn't know this?
That is true. That's giving an indicator. I didn't realize that at first. I was like, what is that thing? I had no idea. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I love that. So now I'm going to have to buy Gudra.
Now you just got to win the Gudra giveaway. You're good.
Yeah, true. This is
sounds
true.
Easy.
You got this. It does. Luck is on your side.
Attica, out of these four, which one of these releases have been your favorite?
Woof. Shoot. I voted for Lapras. I'm going to be completely honest because I feel like that will be one of my mains that I play. I think Tree is stronger if we're being real, but I really like Lapras. Gudra, I enjoyed for the memes because we all know that I hang out in I Will Lift's chat 25/8, and he loves Gudra. It's his favorite Pokemon in the world. Don't let him tell you otherwise. So I was really excited when that released. Comfy makes my Lucario feel like old school Lucario before any nerfs happened. So when other people pick Comfy, I love that release more than anything in the world. Does it need a nerf? Absolutely. But not when it's on me. Don't nerf it when it's on me. Like, don't look at it. It's mine. And then for Dragapult, I feel like Dragapult is so fun and it just came out going into the wrong meta. Like, if you're cracked out of your mind, you can make this Pokemon absolutely impossible to deal with in a team wipe Pokemon. But it's kind of like Zoroark, where you have to be in the right matchup, you have to be in the jungle, you just have to be in the right game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm having the most fun with Lapras, but these releases are all mega cracked.
I'm excited for Umbreon.
Me too.
I'm not...
The sight of Umbreon, Chandelure, Leafeon, I'm just like,
mm-hmm. Have you guys Pokemon. Seen Zeon Umbreon?
Yes, I have. I'm like, so excited.
No! My Wooka.
Oh, yeah, the abilities.
I'm in pain. I just want
to play. That's a good question, Zombie. That's a really good question.
It's a speedster. Because they're stunting on on Jolteon. Where'd that picture go?
What is Leafeon supposed to be?
Speedster.
Oh.
I think it's because of the chlorophyll ability. It didn't make sense to me at first either. But I think what Unite's trying to do is pull... I think they're pulling from VGC, which is a problem because Zacian... Like, yeah. I think that's why they're letting Zacian exist how it is, because this is a callback to VGC, and I'm like, okay, that's bad, but all right.
So that means we need Pokemon with Sunny Day.
Right? But that's the problem. Pokemon with Sunny Day gonna make Leafeon faster, so I don't know. I don't know what they're going for, but I think that's why we got that as a speedster. I think they got a buff full heal.
Torkoal for Unite.
Yes. Full heal definitely needs to be rebuffed.
Yep.
Groudon for Unite.
Ooh, Groudon for Unite. Let's go.
Need some Sunny Days.
We need some Kyogres.
Close to Sunny Day.
Because we already have Rayquaza. So why not add the other three? Or heck, even, you know, Entei or Suicune or Raikou or... Give us some other mons.
Exactly. I think they should have spaced out the EVs more. I know that's really an unpopular opinion, but I feel like we should have had a longer wait time for each EV and then like a bunch of Pokemon in the meantime.
Yeah. So the fact to me that they drop one character at a time instead of like what I thought would be like maybe two at a time in some kind of bundle, you could choose one or the other, kind of like the games come out. Like there's way too many EVs inside of not even 24 months yet. It hasn't even been 24 months.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Yes. Just let Zera get all their abilities and all of their power spikes a level earlier. Shut down. I got you.
Yeah. They can leave Zacian honestly how it is. Just give Zera level 13.
What?
Give Zera 13.
They need to debuff Zacian. Oh my god.
Agreed.
I mean, as a tree, I can take him out. No problem. It's quite fun, actually. I enjoy it.
Honestly, I think my favorite part of the game right now isn't winning the games, it's killing the Zacian.
That's all. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And the Comfey that's attached to it.
See, I think I just love Comfey too much. Because Comfey on Luca brought back my love of this game. I'm like, hello, I can do what again? Okay.
Let's go. Yes.
Like, no, I'm diving their home base before their tier two's down and winning. Cool.
That's true. It's not the Comfey's fault, because if they don't attach to that dog, then their team's gonna get mad at them. Like, what were you doing? And then they get flagged and shamed. I get it. They're kind of stuck.
It's yeah, true.
True.
It's a damn
dog. I do know some Comfey players though that won't hop on the dog, and I love that. I'm like, you get it. You slay.
Oh, definitely. Look at that self control. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I love that. Like, one of my friends actually plays Comfey, and she won't get on Zacian at all.
Yep. I'm so happy when I see that.
Like, you're a bad person. Why are you picking that character? You know it's broken.
Exactly. I try not to be mad at the gamers, but I can't help it at this point.
Like, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm mad at the devs at the end of the day, because they are what has allowed this to happen, and the difficulty of ranking up and how ridiculous matchmaking is right now really does make it tempting to bring out Sword Dog, right? Like, just 1v9, because that's what that character can do. But on the same token, if you're 1v9ing people and you're going hard against somebody that doesn't have a Sword Dog, I'm judging you. Like, that is absolutely cheating, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I just like to see games without it, because it feels like people are, maybe in my idea, trying characters that they're trying to get better at, trying comps that they've seen in tournaments. But like, I don't know, when I see Zacian Comfey, I'm like, all right, it's time for me to get grimy and gutty. Let's go.
Yep.
I want to do the dirtiest things to win this game. I don't give a damn. I'm like, you know what? My teammates can get mad at me from 7 minutes to 2 minutes, but they'll see when I'm in the raid pit getting this win. They'll be like, oh, you know what? I see what he was doing this whole game.
Exactly.
Like, not to get all dramatic, but sometimes you have to, because like, they're playing Zacian and Comfey, so it's like, I know I need to scale levels. I need to get this farm.
You need to walk into the Ray Pit at least at 13, but you have to get your last power spike, and you just need to be ready to take down the dog.
Yeah. And solo queue, I'm in so many less team fights, because I know I need to like level up, and I feel bad sometimes, but I'm like, I know if I'm not 13, try my best. Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen?
Exactly. Well, and what makes me really upset about the Zacian meta and the fact that Comfey exists the way that it does is I'm afraid to stack with people. Like, I'll stack once for the lulz, but you will not catch me trio queuing. I used to trio queue with viewers every single game. All I was doing is playing with viewers. Yeah. Now I just solo queue.
Same here.
So it makes me sad.
Now, it is kind of sad. I did trio with Smash and Taco. That's how I made it to Masters.
Hey, it's a good trio right there.
That's an excellent trio.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, hey, yo, this is what it's like to be an actual team.
Like, it's easy, right? Feels fun.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, what the hell have I been missing?
It's crazy how I just don't get how every game everyone doesn't try their best. Like, even if you lose, at least you were trying. It's weird how some games, some people just like kind of walk in circles and do 360 no scope decidueye arrow shots. Like, what are you doing, son?
hey, though, the pros can pull off the 360 no scopes. I don't know how they do it, but they do.
They just do it. Like,
high level tournament finishes, probably.
Yeah.
It's one of the achievements up there.
It's like, what the heck are you guys doing? Like,
it's just hilarious seeing the ranked game. Like, what the heck was that?
Oh, it makes me laugh. They're just walking down the lane spinning, and I'm like, are you good or are you griefing? Because there's no in between. They're either cracked out of their mind or they're just actually trying to grief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had people like that do that, and I'm like, no.
Yep.
Were there other things in his patch? I think I should know, but I don't know. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Oh. I think the most recent patch was just, we fixed bugs, which actually buffed Zacian, LOL. Oh. By the way.
Again?
Uh-huh. Wait, what?
Apparently there was a bug that reduced damage on, I forget if it was Sacred Sword or the ult, but the bug fix on Zacian actually made Zacian more powerful.
Oh, God. No.
I know.
Hold on a second. Oh, no.
I was like, oh, I'm gonna FF life.
That's crazy.
FF.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get this on the screen.
My precious win rate. Precious. Sorry.
Okay, we're on Unite DB. Let's blow this up on the screen.
Ooh, smart. You're picking out the Unite DB stuff. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. We're pros out here. Let's do it.
I'm here for this. Yeah, I think that's why I enjoy playing, you know, Scarlet and Violet a little bit more.
That's why I've been hiding in VGC.
No, I feel that. I get that so much. Like,
the Unite buff. There it is.
Mm. Oh, okay. Fix the bug where consecutive. Oh, no, right here. I'm stupid. There we go.
It also fixed.
Oops. Did I mess it up? I did. Sorry. Hold on.
Queenly Majesty buff. Huh. Interesting.
Why isn't it going full?
I'm feeling the vibe in the chat box, by the way, where everybody's like, this is why I don't play Unite, or this is why I don't play Ranked right now. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. No, I absolutely agree. Like, no zombies. It is not fair and balanced. It's...
It's frozen.
It's like... how do I put this delicately? It's pissing to everyone off to the point where it's like...
Yeah.
We want to throw our Switch to the ground.
True.
But my other games are digital, virtual, so I grip the Switch tightly, but I stare at the ground. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Zombies, if you need help, I will gladly help you.
You've got the zombies, I believe.
I want to get my Pokemon Scarlet Dex filled. That's my next goal.
Yep. I need there. Shiny get, Charm. I need to get mine as well.
Ooh, a Shiny Charm would be cool.
I have a whole VGC team that I need to actually build. But I just want the sticker. Oh my god. I'm hard to work on the stupid sticker. I've been stuck like mid-1500s for the last 2 days now.
Are you making an attempt tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tonight? No, you're going solo. That's right.
Yeah, I got a solo because Zacian right, right. Comfy exists.
You're right, yeah. Same here. I was like, you know, I'm in the same boat. Floating right? In the 1500s.
It would be so fun, but no, you know not with Zacian Comfy.
You know how it is, yeah.
I'm in the 1300s trying to get to 1400, and I'm like, no.
How many days are left?
Two.
What?
I thought...
Yep. That's why I'm hard stuck in Unite right now. I'm like, wait, I have 2 days to get this stupid sticker, so I might as well.
Good thing this podcast only an hour. Okay, it's time to climb. I like the idea of people hopping in from Twitch chat and hanging out. Spirit Foxy, did you enjoy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this is a really awesome place to be.
I thought it was a cool way to mix it up. I had a lot of fun.
This was awesome.
Yeah, definitely. This was a great time. Before we take off, we want to let you guys know we want to do this again in 5 weeks. So we'll have more time to build it up. You guys will definitely have more questions and content to work with because me and Attica have some great guests lined up coming up in the next few weeks. So next week, April 23rd, we have Celestial Unite coming to the show to kick it with us. That's going to be a good time right there. And then April 30th, the week after, we have the one and only Vin Diesel TTV coming to the show. That one's going to be pretty cool, too. I'm excited for that. And then on May 7th, next month, we are starting off hot. We got the one and only Lazadin coming to the show. Another amazing show.
I love Lazadin so much.
And then on May 14th, mid-month, we have the one and only Sofa Chan Unite Esports coming through on the show. That's going to be awesome. So yeah, this next month is looking pretty great going into the spring season.
Yes. I live in Texas, so as soon as spring hits, there's only going to be a couple of days, and then we're going to be hitting the double digits. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rip.
It's getting hot.
I'm already going to be dead. I'm so glad I work inside of a mall to where I don't have to really worry about that.
Oh, yeah, you got the AC. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's looking at May 21st will be our next one of these special call-in shows. Just jumping in the Discord with us, chatting, hanging out on various topics. It'll definitely be a cool time. I'm excited for these next few weeks coming up.
I'm excited.
Shout out to Attica for getting us shifted on this road to talk to people outside of just streaming, people who are actually in these tournaments, you know, behind the curtain, waiting for their turn to play on stage and knowing what competitive Unite is like. It's gonna be pretty exciting.
You know me, I'll talk to anybody. I'm like, hey, you're cool, get over here.
Yeah. And also, special shout out to Kellosaurus for helping us meet Vin Diesel, TTV, coming on the show. Shout out to Kellosaurus for that.
He was cracked.
I mean, I'm sorry, I said Kellosaurus. I apologize. Kestastic. I was looking at Kellosaurus'
oh my God,
name.
It was Kess.
On my whiteboard.
I mean, Kill's also cracked, but Kess is maybe cracked.
Kestastic, sorry. You ever look at a word and you say it, but you're trying to think of something else? My brain went in that direction.
That all the time.
That was just unique to my specialness, but it's out. It happens.
It's okay.
Shout out to Kestastic for hooking up Vin. But yes, Kellosaurus is awesome. She's been on the show, what did she say the other day? I think 3 times. Yeah, she got the title belt. Shout out to Kellosaurus. On the podcast 3 times.
We need to make a belt now.
She's going for the record.
Just locked yourself into that. We need a merch.
We need the merch.
Merch, yes. Merch is needed in life.
That'd be crazy.
Agreed.
All the guests can 1v1 for the belt.
Yes.
All right. Appreciate you, Spirit Foxy.
Of course.
Let the folks know at home. Where could they find you and your content online?
I'm on Twitter. My handler is the Shy Lady Fox 12, and I'm also here on Twitch as well. Spirit Foxy 12. And Instagram, if that helps. Spirit Foxy 12 as well on Instagram.
Definitely. Love to hear it. Appreciate you being here.
If you need to find anything, it's all on my page on here.
All right. Yeah, I'll grab that and it'll be in the YouTube description for all to see and check out to find you online. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys. I had fun.
Thanks, Foxy.
Hey, no doubt. Thank you, Foxy. And for me, you guys can find me Mike Lowry Pod on Twitter, Mike Lowry on Twitch, and in Pokemon Unite, I have changed my username again. I am now the Lapras King. I feel like this is a fair, fun PG name with just a little bit of cockiness that they won't ban. So let's see how long it holds up. Let's just see.
I've been wondering who that is on Unite this whole time.
That's me.
Well, good to know.
So I made a joke about you last night.
Oh, you did?
I was like, Ayo, who's Lapras King? Because I thought that was my title. And yeah, it became a whole
nice. No, I love it. No, I was thinking, what's a fun name that just a little cocky for no reason, but not overly cocky, and they won't ban? I was like, Lapras King. It's just PG enough.
I love it.
I don't get why my username gets banned. It's so weird. Did you guys see your support girlfriend got banned for 15 days?
That's actually a disaster. I'm pissed.
Seriously.
Screw nerfing Zacian. Bring back support girlfriend. I love her.
It's crazy. I'm like, yo, there's handout. Half month bans, like, that's crazy,
right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if you need to quit the game, like, ayo, Timmy, ban me, please. like immediately so I can go back to BGC.
Ben's the ones who doesn't want it.
Right? Give me this ban. Get me out of here. Goodbye.
It's like, you like this game? A word? Nope.
Right. Sitting here like hating this game and playing it for a stupid sticker. Oh my God.
Oh, or man.
Frame or whatever. Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's on Leaf's Twitter. You got to check it out. So I'm sorry. Let me pass it to Attica for the sign off.
Oh, yeah. PKM and Attica everywhere if you guys need to find me. And then as far as everything today, y'all are wonderful. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you to Goat and Foxy for both hopping in and talking about Lapras. This has been a ton of fun. And of course, associated Pokemon content that we got to talk about. That's always fun as well. And of course, we love you guys. You guys are wonderful. Looking forward to doing this again in, I believe it was 5 weeks. But of course, we will post that schedule. We will keep you guys updated and I will always retweet. And if you see us online, surrender at 5:00.